Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Have a young lady in the building.
Yeah.
Miss Tamia.
Hey.
What's up, Tamia?
Feeling good.
You like the OG, real basketball wife.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Before it was popular. Well, I'm not going to say before it was popular to do so. I guess before it became a reality show.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Been married to Grant Hill for 16 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She had to think about it. She's like, what's happening?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we've been together almost 20. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
And it's also your birthday this week, right? Isn't your birthday coming up?
Yes.
What are you guys going to do?
We are going away. We're going to go to the Exumas. I love the water, the beach.
Oh, it's the big birthday
quiet
for you
time.
Too, right?
Yes. Yes.
Thanks
for bringing it up,
Emmy. Officially a cougar.
Oh, you have entered vintage vagina territory.
Absolutely.
That's when any woman that's over the age of 40, aging like wine.
She's aware.
Yes. I'm aware of this. Yes.
Round of applause for you for not
thank
aging
you.
Like milk.
Hey.
Okay.
Yes.
But congratulations to you two for both still being a power couple.
Thank you.
And to him for finally making it in a video a couple of years ago.
He did. Very quickly, though. Very quickly, yes. He did.
He's never like, to me, why can't I be like your love interest?
For the most part, a lot of the songs that I've done have been sort of like, I'm over you, you know.
Oh, he doesn't want to
be in that video.
Yeah, yeah. So that was the one song that was actually like a good song, so he just made a cameo at the end.
Are you the reason he's never gone broke? I mean, I know he's a smart guy, went to Duke and all, you know, but those ball players tend to blow their money.
No, he's very conservative. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't have any, you know, vices in terms, he doesn't like cars or, you know, anything really kind of expensive, so.
Gotcha.
He keeps all his money.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So who's the one that's the extravagant one? Is that you?
That would be me, the Taurus. But still, I'm sort of, I'm really a homebody as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like nice things. He can kind of tolerate, he can put up with anything.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, we're, probably me.
How do y'all keep it spicy after so long, 16 years? Do y'all dress up? Or...
Who says they keep it spicy? Have you asked about her sex life?
Yeah.
You don't know if their sex life is spicy or not.
Maybe they don't even sleep in the same room.
Exactly.
It's a stranger
we
in the bed.
We definitely sleep in the same room.
Is it still spicy?
Yes, absolutely.
Right,
absolutely.
Yes, ask that question.
Well, you know, I think communication, you mm-hmm. know?
Like,
you
put
know,
it here, put it there. That hurts.
That
tie me up.
That works.
Yeah.
But you know, guys, they find love through their eyes and we find love through our ears. So you have
really?
To talk to me a little bit and I have to show you a little something.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Right. Now, this your first album in a while, right?
Yeah. So Beautiful Surprise was 3 years ago.
Okay.
And now, Love Life.
Yeah. I didn't even know you were on Def Jam.
Yeah.
This is your first album
for
on
this
Def Jam.
Album. So Beautiful Surprise. I was, independent, and then on Def Jam now for this project.
What made you come back to the major labels? You know major labels suck now. It's not like you
don't
need
say
one.
That.
Well,
hey,
you know,
Tina. Hey,
to
Def
to
Jam.
Me, they're kind of like a... I use them like a rich uncle, you know?
Oh, you borrowed it.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
okay.
Kind of like a... We have a joint venture, so I still have my company as well. So, you know, but they've been really awesome. I know it goes against the establishment, but they've kind of let me just do my thing.
So rich uncle really... meaning you take money and don't give back?
Yes.
Okay. Nah,
yeah. You've been in the game long enough to know that everything's recoupable.
Oh, yeah. But I, you know, that's why we're partners in it, so.
Does your husband ever be like, man, chill out, man. I'm rich. You don't got to get back on that road and go do radio and all of that stupid stuff.
No. Uh-uh. He knows how much I love music. And, you know, it's not really all about the money. I mean, obviously, a check is good. But, you know, I love music. I love performing. I love touching people through music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's important that I have something that's my thing as well.
And when you met him, you was popping already.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
not
he
like
has he has his thing. I have my thing, and I think that also keeps things spicy as well.
Were you cautious about dating a ball player back in the day?
You know, this was before
social media.
Yes, basketball wise and all of those things. So, I don't know. You know how we met. I saw Anita Baker at a Soul Train Music Awards.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and she said, "I'm telling you now." Okay. And she said, "I know this guy that'd be great for you." And she had spoken to him at some party or something, and somehow my name came up. So I kind of met him through a friend. So, yeah.
What do you think about basketball-wise now? You mentioned it, the show. What do you got to duck down?
Yeah, yeah. Is it still on?
They just put out the trailer for the
that
new
was a
season.
Good
oh, okay, okay.
LA.
They just put out.
On?
They just put out the trailer.
Oh, okay.
So.
I didn't see it. you know, hey.
Because you once said that wasn't reality.
It wasn't our reality.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I mean, you know. It's obviously, it's really their reality. But, you know, I think everyone has things that could do well on television in mm-hmm. their life. You know, that's kind of salacious enough. It's just, do you want to do that?
Have they ever approached you?
Yeah, absolutely, all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Even now?
Even now.
But you guys could have your own show.
Absolutely.
You yeah. know, and I could see that happening.
Yeah.
Don't you get tired of the phone calls, though?
No.
Has Grant ever grabbed the phone and said, no.
No. Absolutely not.
Because you guys are both already. You guys are
they're
both
not
already
the house,
in,
the, by the way.
In the spotlight. So,
it's just not something mm-hmm. you know that we're into. You know, yeah.
Never gonna happen.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Now, Jermaine Dupri co-produced your single still,
yes.
and he said that Ciara stole it.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, and used it for her song. I bet the beat.
I'll have to listen to it. I didn't write it. So,
well, Ciara, nobody listens.
No,
to
I listened to it. No, so we're clear. I listened to the song, but I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that.
Okay.
I didn't hear the connection with Still. So I have to listen to it even more to hear the connection with Still. So we're clear.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you like Ciara's music?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
She's sweet girl.
See, I'm just trying to clean it up for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, she's very nice.
Because the blogs will take it.
Beautiful girl. No, she's really nice.
Yeah. She's looked over here like, so let's go.
So moving on.
But you are back on the road now, doing shows and everything, getting ready to promote this album that's coming out in June.
Yeah, June 9th. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I'm back kind of performing and doing promo and things like that. So yeah.
Where did you film the video?
Filmed the video somewhere in California.
Oh, okay. It looks like it's somewhere completely different. I was like, where is this?
Yeah, it's somewhere in California on a side road somewhere.
Isn't it a little harder to promote now? Because back in the day, it was just all about the music. But now people want to know so much about your personal life. They want you to be transparent.
Right. It is. I mean, it's certainly changed. And as an artist, it's hard to find that sort of fine line between, mm-hmm. you know, wanting to share things and still wanting to be your own person and knowing when to stop. And as a parent as well, knowing how much to share and how much not. You know,
gotcha.
You know, I have a 13-year-old and a 7-year-old. Then they're already embarrassed of us because we're their parents.
Really?
So,
why would you be embarrassed?
They should be
that
happy.
To me and 13? Your
oh, it's a good one. Just wait. Yeah, they're you know, just we're their parents. So, you know, so for them as well, it's just, you know, a matter of knowing when to pull back on sharing certain things.
We were asking a question this morning on the topic on the radio was, what's the freakiest thing you ever seen your parents do? And everybody was calling in saying how they caught their mom and dad having sex.
No, I didn't see. My mom was a single mom, so I didn't see any of that.
Your kids ran up on you and
Grant?
I hope not. If they did, they didn't say anything about it. They'll probably call 10 years from now.
Remember those noises you heard in the background? I asked Dad. He told me he was posting you up.
We had a random conversation the other day in my house. We were listening to Tamia, and we were talking about the So Into You song and when it first came out, because then we had a debate. Like, no, it came out earlier than that, but then Fab took it and made it a, I guess it was
his single.
You had your single, and then he made it his single, which was a little different.
That was years later, though.
Right, it was years later.
Yeah, so
that's why I was like, no, that song is way more recent. Like, no, the original.
Yes, yeah. So Tim and Bob and myself, we wrote So Into You, and then Fab redid the song over at Elektra. Yeah, maybe 6 years.
That's good. That's a whole other check.
Right. It gave it a whole another new life.
You were in the video and everything for Fabs too, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I went and I sort of re-sang my parts. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you do songs with guys like Fab, does Grant come on set just to, you know,
no.
Kind
of watch you live? No, he doesn't. Usually, you know, usually it was during the season. So, no, he doesn't. He didn't come to Sandwich and a Soda either. No.
What is Sandwich and a Soda?
The new single.
Yeah, the new single.
Oh! Yeah. Okay. That's what we like all that money y'all making.
You didn't watch the video?
Sandwich and a Soda.
Yeah. He didn't come to that either. Yeah.
Now, you were diagnosed with MS.
Yes.
Explain to everybody what MS is.
Oh, okay. It's kind of a lot of things. It's one of those things where, so in 2003, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. It's an autoimmune disease, so it kind of attacks your immune system. But it mimics a lot of other things, like lupus and things like that. So, and everyone's different.
How did you know?
You know, I was promoting, I think, Officially Missing You, and I was really tired, which we all are. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't a clear symptom to me. I was really sensitive to heat.
Mm-hmm.
So I would get really heated and kind of neurologically kind of lose my function to like write and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I really started to think that something was wrong.
One of my really good friends was diagnosed with MS. Mm-hmm. And it's been really bad because she has two kids,
yes.
right? And she's so bad that she can't really even walk down the block. It takes her like an hour just to walk down one block.
Yeah.
And she has to take all these different hormones. It's been really tough for her. But then Montel was on here the other day, obviously. He said he smokes weed.
He
and
does.
That really helps him out a lot.
Yeah, he does.
You smoke weed? You try it?
No. It's not, the voice, you know?
The voice, yeah. There's a lot of singers. Rihanna smokes, and she sings pretty good.
Right?
She sounds pretty good.
No, she just got really good. Rihanna's vocals were bad for a minute.
But they sounded better.
They sound really good now. So how do you cope with it?
Well, you know, I think with Montel, he has pain. Mm-hmm. And so I think the weed is good for the pain.
Right.
I don't have pain or anything like that. And I've been actually very good. I do a lot of like homeopathic things, and I have a regular doctor and I have a homeopathic doctor. So we do different types of you know, therapies and things like that. So I've been good since 2003.
That's great. Yeah. And my family had a rough time, and her husband was cheating on her and everything.
Oh, yeah. And stress exacerbates everything.
Right. So and then she felt like she couldn't do anything about it because she can't really even, like, you know.
How old is she?
She's probably like 34 yeah. or something. So yeah. She's pretty young still.
Yeah,
she was actually young. Hiring call girls off of a website.
Oh, that's stress.
And she, yeah.
That's stress. I mean, stress will kill you. I mean,
could they have sex, though? You don't want to ask your girlfriend no sex while she's battling something like MS.
She's been having a really rough time. Like, she can't pick her kids up. She feels, you know,
wow.
she can't. She
yeah.
was, but she doesn't want to leave her husband because she's really nervous about it because she's like, now what am I supposed to do, you know?
So. And it's not like he, it don't sound like he was emotionally cheating. It sounded like he was just ordering some poom poom to get by.
I mean, relationships, you know, yeah. I mean, relationships have ups and downs. And, you know, if I can't give you some for a little bit, you're going to have to, like, hold off for a second.
I agree.
I'm going to try and pull it together, and then we're going to get back on track.
Yeah. You guys have never had any, like, bad public scandals or anything,
no.
which is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a good, like, relationship goals, as people say.
Yeah, I mean, every relationship has ups and downs and you know, roller coaster rides. But, yeah, I mean, he's awesome. He supports me.
Mm-hmm.
I support him. Obviously, I'm not the same girl I was at, you know, 25 when we got married.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not the same guy. And, we, you know, our dreams change. Our goals constantly change. And it's all about supporting each other and being there for each other.
And you both have still been successful in working, so that mm-hmm. helps, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
You ever had to fight a white girl? Because, you know, white girls love girls.
No. No, they've never tried it. No.
Okay.
But
no.
To me, it was also that chick that everybody was on. You know what I'm saying? So that had to be hard for him, too, I'm sure.
No, everybody is pretty much, they're pretty respectful. I mean, if something happens and somebody says something or it's a girl, then, you know, he has to politely say, hey. Or if it's a guy, mm-hmm. you know, I need to kind of, you know.
Check it.
Yeah.
You're working with
There's Tricky. A nice way you can do it.
You're working with Tricky Stewart now, right?
I did, yeah. I worked with him again. I actually worked with him on my very first project.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's been in the big.
Do you feel like you have to adapt to whatever the sound is now?
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. No. I think that that's kind of where artists kind of fall in a trap. I think mm-hmm. you have to stay true to who you are as a sound, and vocally, you can kind of. You know, you can kind of vocally adapt, but you should never kind of change who you are.
Do they ever come to you with records already written, like, and it's like, twerk, twerk, twerk. I meet this guy in the club. And you're like, no, I'm a wife and mother.
No, I mean, you know, I might be able to twerk, but I mean,
just because
I, no, I don't know. I'm just kidding. I'm working on it. It's not cute right now, no. I think, you know, they've never mm-hmm. sent that to me, no.
How did you and Quincy Jones get cool? Because I always remember the Q's juke joint
yeah.
and all that.
Yeah. You know, when I was 19, I got to, he had a song called You Put a Move on My Heart, and I got to go in and kind of audition for it. And he liked it, and he took me all over the world. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you never wrote a book on just how to, you know, maintain a great relationship, great career. Because y'all been together for a long time.
Grant and I.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You know, we talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe one day, but we're trying to live our life, let alone tell someone else how to do it.
You a sports fanatic?
No,
also?
I'm not a sports fanatic. His mom and dad are.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything going on, they're like, oh, are we going to dinner? We can't go because the game is on. Like, so I'm not. And I'm not sure he is either.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
He played basketball for a long time.
He did.
At the point where I was like, all right, Grant, time to hang out.
Did you make him retire? Because he was playing for
a long time. Did I make him retire?
He just wouldn't stop.
Hey, I'm smarter than that. You know, I'm not going to make a man stop doing what he loves.
For a long time.
You know, that has to be his decision because right. I don't want him 10 years later going, you made me stop. Yeah, you know, his knees had to hurt, so he stopped.
Yeah, when y'all in the Zuma, he like, yeah, you know that last season in the league paying for this trip.
Yeah, exactly.
Glad I ain't stopped, dude.
Yeah, I was like, how much they pay? Okay, just one more year. Six more months. You got it in you. You can do it.
So y'all don't sit around and watch sports all day? Because I know guys I've dated that all they do is watch sports. And all the time
No. He doesn't. He does some things now for the NBA and for March Madness. So I think, you know, he watches that for that. But, yeah, we don't really, not really. I mean,
so what do y'all watch at home?
So the children take over the television most of the time. And they're usually wanting us to watch them do something, you know, some sort of acting, singing, something. So,
okay, that's nice.
Yeah, we don't really, and we live in Florida, so we like to be outside. Mm-hmm. And Grant, if Grant sits down near a television, he's definitely falling asleep. He's not watching TV, he's falling asleep.
You're making it sound like y'all grandparents already.
Well, when we're at home, you know, we travel a lot and we're both sort of, you know, working and we take the kids all over as well. So when we are at home, our home life is very kind of calm and quiet.
What about porn?
Nothing wrong with a little porn. Anyway.
Do y'all watch it?
Not together, no.
Oh.
Separately.
Right. Now, the name of the album is Love Life.
Yes.
Is it going to be like autobiographical in a way? Is it going to be your love life?
It's sort of about loving life and about love life. So there's a lot of songs that are, you know, love songs. And it's kind of just a happy album.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as deep and dark as maybe some of my other ones. It's kind of in a better place.
Is it weird doing like deeper, darker music when you're actually pretty happy?
And not really. I mean, music sometimes is almost like acting. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, I think artists, we're very sensitive.
Right.
If you start crying, I'm going to start crying. Oh. I don't even know why. I'm just going to start crying. So you could tell me a story and I can feel it in a way that I can really, you know, relate to it and sing about it, even though I have no idea what it feels like to have gone through that. So
you can tap into your emotions.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, sometimes there are things that I've personally gone through. And then sometimes there are things that I write about that maybe someone's told me or, you know, girlfriend said something and it triggered something and it. You know, she'll never know it was actually.
What are your rules for dating for your daughter, for your 13-year-old?
Never.
She's
dating now.
She's not dating now.
No. She's on the phone, I'm sure, with guys.
No, with guys.
Boys, I mean, not guys.
Yeah, fast ass.
She was sneaking out of her house. She told us this morning she was sneaking out of her house.
At 13? I didn't say 13. I said when I was in high school.
Oh, fast
yes.
Ass.
Okay.
I used to sneak out and go to the club.
No. We're not doing that right now.
Absolutely not.
So what's the age that she can date?
Oh, I don't know.
21. She don't even think about that
right
now.
Yeah, I really don't. I mean, you know, yeah, no, I don't.
And what do you think about R&B now?
Well, I definitely think there is good R&B out there.
Like
I
what?
Think. let me think about
like, damn,
it.
Damn, I think he was gonna follow
no,
up.
No, yeah.
What do you like?
Wait a minute, what kind of interview? Well, you know, listen.
It's okay if you don't.
Yeah,
like
okay.
Anything.
I can't think off the top of my head, but there is. You know, there's a lot.
We like
there's
Miguel. I like Miguel. I love
Miguel. Mm-hmm. Yes, and thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, he's very good. Kendrick Lamar, and you know, there
and let us see. R&B,
what do we say that is?
He's rap.
Okay.
Hip hop. Yeah. August Alsina, okay. Maybe.
Trey Songz.
Yeah. And let us see, and people like that. Like,
Lettuce
you know,
dope.
Anthony Hamilton.
Okay.
You know,
dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, in your 16-year career, has anybody ever said, Tamia, you're too happy? Because you got to think, you know, the Mary J. Blige's and the Keisha Coles, they go through heartbreak and they sing
Kay
about
Michelle's,
it.
Yeah.
Kay Michelle, that's
successful. She's had some heartbreak
like,
songs.
Yeah, you're too happy. You can't sing about your marriage and having children and being
well,
happy.
Well, I mean, I guess I would tell them, you know, I still live my life just because I choose not to, you know, sing about it. Obviously, there's things that I've gone through, whether it's health-wise or, you know, family things that, you know, I just don't display it, and I choose to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, period. That's it.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Officially missing you was a heart, like a that's yeah. Like that's your heart.
Yeah, you know? I mean, and when I sing songs like Stranger and Me, mm-hmm, and I look at the audience and someone's like crying, I mean, I know I'm sort of just used as a vessel. I didn't necessarily have to go through that, but, you know, through me and the music, you know, I'm helping them sort of deal with it in a way.
So. Are there songs that you perform that you cry during?
Yeah, all the time.
Like Stranger in my house. No.
Don't help her out. Which songs do you cry to?
It depends. It depends on what's going on in the audience. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, sometimes me, you know, someone might say something or I might look out there. If I see you crying or doing something, yeah, I might cry.
Break down.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
We appreciate you
I'm
joining
sensitive.
Us this morning.
Thank
so
you.
Happy. Yeah, you know, it's so whack, man. The people from Def Jam was like, to me, it's boring, you know what I mean? But we want y'all to make her seem exciting. I'm
Shut up, boring.
It only take 3 minutes.
Yeah, like,
I can be
quick.
Boring. I mean, listen, like, there's nothing wrong with boring.
It'll be like, it's so quick, she's so boring.
Don't listen to them.
I didn't find you boring.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. They lied about me. Let me talk to them.
Those damn label people, that's why you shouldn't have signed to a major.
Right, see, now they are acting like a label. See?
Well, we appreciate
no, but I'm excited.
Us.
We never had a chance to meet you before, so it's great that you came through.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Every morning when we work out, we listen. So,
nice. Yeah. All right, well, it's Tamia. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.